All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, ticket text, then we go right to the people. Number of people saying Doug said it today, and to be specific, Doug said he wanted to relieve him of the GM duties and keep him as a coach. I don't think that's possible. Wojo also said Stan should be back as coach this morning on the morning show. See, I don't think that'll happen. And if it does, it'll be toxic. You mean to tell me that Stan will be relieved of his basketball operations title and then take his cues from someone else? No way. And if he does, he's a sucker. Stan knows the minute he loses the president of basketball operations title, he's a dead man walking. It's not a matter of if he'll be executed, but when. Second of all, what has he done as a head coach of this team to suggest he even deserves the right to be back? All kidding aside, hey, it's a free country. We can all have our own opinions. I just don't understand where Wojo and Doug are coming from. David sounds like SVG. I know we're going to win. That's gone so well. That's from Kevin. Only thing sports related I can think about today, Hazel Park Raceway closing its doors. It's from Chris. Chris, I won't get into it. Just bottom line, this state for a long, long, long time has been an absolute disgrace with respect to the preservation and then the actual development and sustainability of horse racing in this state. It's an embarrassment. This state has always been reactive and not proactive. They made every mistake along the way that they could make, and it went from a place that used to have somewhat of a horse racing industry and be somewhat respectable to somewhere that has literally the worst racing industry maybe in America. It's an embarrassment. Look, it is what it is, man. They didn't go with the times. They didn't do anything to help out the horsemen. They didn't do anything to help out the industry. It's a disaster. I mean, Hazel Park, has it even been open, really? I mean, let's be quite honest about this.
Do you think this area can support major racing, though, or not? Because you said it's...
No, because they've spent so long destroying it. You're not just going to be able to pop something up now and make it go. You know, could it have? Yes, it did at one point. But now, no. I mean, you've destroyed it. You've destroyed everything.
See, that's how I also view it with golf. This area could support a PGA Tour event every year, yet we don't have one here. I don't understand it. Because clearly there's a market for golf. Maybe, you know, there could be a market for horse racing as well, but yeah. It just is, irrelevant here from that standpoint.
Terry and I always used to have a joke because... I'm not a fan of Belle Isle, and I know people are. I always joked around. I'm like, dude, straight up, man, we turned into a horse track. You've heard of Belmont Park. This is Bromont Park. Terry was going to be the chairman of client affairs. It was quite a bit we had. But no, it's just, look, when casinos came in, they didn't do anything to help the tracks. They never were willing to do the slots and get it right early enough and be cutting edge and do the things they needed to do. And Mike, you know what? Ultimately, it's gone. It's dead and gone. It was gone when I got here, basically.
And it was funny when we were in Vegas, Mike, a few weeks ago, obviously, for March Madness. First time I ever saw one of those virtual horse racing betting machines that you can now do in Vegas. I'd never seen one of those
before. I've never seen it before.
It almost looked like one of those air hockey bubbles, except it was horses.
Oh, it was incredible.
Virtual horses and like literally going around the track.
No, but look. I wish our state supported it. I wish we made the right moves. I wish we were able to get it right, but haven't in a long time. And when things started to go sideways, like I said, I don't want to go too deep into it. But no, I wish like hell we could have a real legitimate thoroughbred track here and do it right. But I don't think it's possible anymore. It's just not. You can only screw something up for so long. Let's go over to Keith. 97.1. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, yeah, I agree with you on the Pistons. I ended up getting a half-season ticket this year, not really with any expectations of the team. I just moved downtown and new stadium. I thought it'd be kind of fun, and then the team started off quite well, and it seemed like, yeah, this will be fun. But then as the year's gone on, it's just kind of got more depressing to go to games. And last night was just kind of symptomatic of it. You know, I actually got there early and saw the players, you know, as they were introduced, and Reggie Jackson just walked through the tunnel like he couldn't be bothered. And that's kind of how the game was. As soon as 76ers kind of got ahead by five, like, the Pistons never bothered putting up a fight. And I just don't see hope in the future. You know, it was fun watching Tobias at the beginning of the year, and, you know, I didn't agree with the trade, but, you know, thought I'd give it a chance. And Drummond tried hard for four games, and then kind of that was it. And like you say, you know, Stan's done nothing great, but who's going to take the job? I mean, what's there for anyone?
No, Keith, I agree with that standpoint as well. You're in a rock and a hard place, and you've created a situation that, frankly, look, someone will take the job. You're going to pay a good amount of money, and there's only so many jobs to go around. It's just, I'm with you. I don't think someone elite or someone really attractive would look to take this gig. There's no way out. You are locked into this roster.
Yeah.
All right, good talk. 248-539-9797. Let me get Nick in here briefly, and then we will get to the Masters stuff as well. Nicky, how you doing, bud?
Man, I love you guys. I love you.
Thank you.
Are we just getting too soft with sports? I don't understand. Why are we losing people going to these games, Pistons games, Red Wing games? Is it the cost? Is it too long? Or is the attention span of the younger people?
It's three things. I'll give you the three things, and then you can tell me I'm full of crap. Ready? One,
yeah.
Too expensive. Two, the teams suck. Three, the at-home experience with HD, with amount of games, with beautiful televisions coming way down in cost the last 10, 15 years.
Yep,
Nick,
yep.
Those are the three reasons, brother.
Can I add to that? So your three reasons are exactly what makes Hazel Park Raceway on Friday and Saturday night. They only race 2 days a week.
I know.
But you'd see 5,000 to 10,000 people there.
And Nick, understand too, I don't know how long you listen to the show. I go take several trips a year. I'm a horse racing guy. I go to Saratoga every summer. I do the Derby. Nick, I love horse racing more than anybody. The problem with Hazel Park, yes, you were drawing. You did a mini circuit, you know, two nights a week. You're not racing at a high enough level to expand it. I mean, a track is, what, 4.5 furlong races?
I totally agree with you there. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
the quality, completely different. However, on this level, even as a state level, right, or a tri-state racing area, which is what they do because these are basically Michigan horsemen and women, you're still drawing more people than you are currently at these stadiums downtown on that level.
Hey, listen, I've always said it, but if you go to places like Santa Anita, if you go to Keeneland, you go to Saratoga, you go to Gulfstream, you can have a real affordable day at the races with the family, and it doesn't cost you much to get in. You can walk around. It's beautiful out. You don't have to bet a ton. Yes, it is something that in this country it used to be the thing to do. But simulcast killed live race days. You had casinos that killed a lot of what people wanted to do with their gambling budget. Horse racing's just kind of become a thing that it's either in your blood or it's not. It's either something you love or you don't. I don't know that. Look, we made every mistake we could make in this state in not supporting the thoroughbred industry and supporting the tracks and doing what we need to do. So, yeah, look, horsemen follow the money, and the money ain't here. And Hazel Park, you're right. It's cheap entertainment. You get 5,000 people there on a nice Friday night in the summer. But beyond that, that's it. They hit a wall. They couldn't go beyond it. There's nothing else to go with. They don't have the quality. They don't have the quantity. They don't have the facility. It's just, it's done. And I mean, it's sad. I wish we could support real horse racing. Not a facsimile, real. But it's not going to happen. It hasn't happened in my adult life here. I mean, you got to go back to the days of what, DRC? And that was before my time.
Well, and the one I've always heard about was the one, I think you kind of alluded to this one, that was supposed to be built near the airport or something.
No, they built, it was called, I believe it was called Pinnacle. It was open for like 5 days. I don't know what happened. No, I truly, you can go look at this. There's very little written about it, but it was built, I think it was in New Boston, and they were building it, and it was supposed to be beautiful, and then it was open, and then they didn't renew their license, and they had some kind of financial trouble. I Mike, you'd have to put the pieces together, because again, it's about 15 years ago. I think it was 2005, but it was called Pinnacle. But it was a boondoggle. I mean, it was just a disaster.
See, I've always thought, you know, and there's no necessarily any research or stats to prove this opinion, but I've always thought like a place like Grand Rapids, somewhere on the west side of the state, could have supported horse racing. There's no major sports out there. You could have built a nice track over near the lake.
But again,
but they've on the west side of the state, but they never have.
Mike, in order, okay, you got a couple of problems here. First of all, a lot of tracks are dying. All right. I mean, like, if you look in New York, are we really going to talk about this? Is this happening? I feel like it's just going to be you and me talking about this. Let me talk to you off the air about that suggestion. I want to get to the Masters. I feel like I'm losing people by the syllable. All right. Taking you up to Tiger Baseball here at 3:40. I think we're still in line for a 3:40 start in Chicago. Mikey, Tiger update in the Masters, if you'd be so kind. The last check, he was 7 off the lead. I know it's early, but we're keeping track.
Yes, he is 2 over, tied for 48th. The leader is Mark Leishman at 4 under.
Okay, 6 off. We'll keep pace with it. And again, this is simple. Hatchett still believes Tiger's winning this thing. I read a couple of insightful pieces that use some stats to really just say, frankly, he can't win this tournament. Not unless he plays completely outside of the way he's played. And he's played okay, but he has to play a way different brand of golf. Now, certainly I would leave that to the golf experts. I'm just simply looking at stats and someone who knows more than me and going, hey, here's what was presented. Sully, before we go too deep down the wormhole here, I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. The Stan Van Gundy stuff is there. We've had a couple people call in about Hazel Park closing. I'd love to talk about it. And just understand, and Sully, here's the thing. The whole sport itself, okay, has a problem. Horse racing needs, like, a do-over, like a triple bypass. Okay, they don't have any central governing body. That's a huge problem. At-home wagering has killed going to the track. The slot machines hurt the tracks because the deals that were brokered, you know, it's supposed to get people to the track, but not enough money goes to the actual track, or they take better care of the slot portion, casino portion, and then they do the horse facility. And oh, by the way, people go for the slot machines, but they never end up going to the track. The bottom line is this. California's got problems. I mean, Santa Anita's had trouble filling cards. They're going to shrink down, I think. The notable places you talk about, like, you can't just recreate Saratoga or Keeneland or Oak Lawn. Those are special places. I mean, Del Mar, you've been out there. You know, Del Mar in San Diego is unbelievable. You just can't recreate that. The problem is, from a business standpoint, it's probably not viable to race as much as they do. I mean, in New York, I mean, places like Aqueduct are hanging on by a thread. Tracks have tried everything to get people to the track. You see tracks build concert venues and casinos and green spaces and parks and all. The bottom line is, at-home wagering has killed the at-the-track handle and the at-the-track crowd. You're never going to get that back. You can't recreate the places that people still want to go to. Like, betting on a race at home versus going to Saratoga or going to Oak Lawn or Keeneland and doing it, there's no comparison. But those are so rare.
See, so, this sounds like the conversation you always have with sports nowadays, with people preferring the at-home experience versus going to the venue.
Yeah. Now, again, there are certain tracks in this country that are beautiful enough that absolutely you can drive people to go there, no doubt. But no, Mike, you can't just recreate it and pop it up. Now, look, man, it's like anything else in life, right? Like you see how certain things are supposed to work and then the reality of it. And I think the slot machines, you know, the tracks, they made a deal with the devil. And that hasn't worked. You need more people coming through your gates. You got to have a big handle. In order to have a big handle, you got to have high quality. In order to have high quality, you got to have high purses. Mike, it all works hand in hand. So, you know, Hazel Park, the one thing they were doing right is they're only going twice a week. That's probably, like, if you, now, I mean, we're going way deep here, but whatever. If you wanted me to explain this,
This is relevant. It's not like we're just going off attention. And it's Hazel Park's closed. That's one of the biggest stories on both the papers. Well,
and what I feel bad about is it's we're losing something else in this area, right? And all kidding aside, I know people don't like horse racing. I know I'm the only one who does. And I know, I shouldn't say no one. No one at this station does. My point is, I feel bad that we're losing something else in the community. We are again, it's like Detroit being the sad story again. You know, no, Hazel Park wasn't going to move the needle, right? But it was something nice that 5,000-6,000 people could do on a weekend, and we still had it, and it was basically a throwback to a time when horse tracks were viable here. But we lost that now. And you know what? You're not getting it back. And that's sad. And Sully, look, just to cap this off, and then I'll take the calls. The way it's done in other countries, they're not racing 5-6 days a week. Okay, if you go over to Sha Tin in Hong Kong, or if you go to Maidan or whatever it is in Dubai, dude, they're racing twice a week, or they have a festival and they do it. You know, it doesn't look like Aqueduct in Ozone Park, and they're racing 5 days a week. You can't do it. It's not viable for an at-track standpoint.
Well, and also the point you said about the not having a central governing body.
No.
You know, obviously the New York Racing Association's huge, but that's really the only one I could name. I'm sure there's others.
I'm talking about obviously. A national governing body with national rules, a real approach.
Like the NCAA or right. the NFL or the NBA. There's not one of those in the sport.
But right. And basically that's what I'm saying. And look, there are people way smarter than me who probably have way more insights and way better opinions. Is the sport dead? No. But it's in bad need of a remodel. But it's not just painting the walls. In order, and again, I think this state, it's beyond repair. I don't think you'll ever see a horse industry here. And I feel bad for the horsemen and the people involved with it, because that's, you got no outs. You know, you got to go to Ohio and Indiana. You got to get out of here. You don't have a choice. The point is, it's the equivalent of buying a home that's a dump and you can't renovate it. You've got to tear it down to the sticks and do it again. That's really what horse racing needs nationally. But the problem is nobody wants to take the lead on it. You can't get anyone to agree on anything. Look, Churchill Downs, right? The Derby's going to come up in a month, basically, May 5th. Churchill Downs, everyone associates as being this unbelievable place, and it's super famous. And, dude, they don't get anybody at the track. If it's not Oaks Day or Derby Day, they don't have any attendance. People stay home and wager. That at-track handle, getting people through the turnstile, spending money on concessions, spending a day. Mike, that's a lonely place.
See, but for the TV experience versus the at-track experience, I think it's not even close. It's much more fun being at the track. Let's just call it how it is, at least in my opinion. You're outside, you're gambling, you're drinking, and you're having fun with your friends or your girl or whoever it is.
Right.
It's a fun event to do, and it's something different to do than just going to Comerica Park or just going on the lake going out.
Remember this, though. I'm telling you right. Look, in many ways, time has moved on. Okay, I grew up near it. I love it. I mean, I've gotten way more into it the last 6-7 years. I've always was a fan. I always enjoyed it. But it's either in you or it's not. It's very hard to get new people introduced because it's so foreign. But time moved on. There was a time where, you know, a big horse race, and you still see it. I mean, Belmont, Triple Crown on the line, they'll get over 100,000 people at Belmont Park. It's unbelievable. But if you go to Belmont on a regular Friday in the summer, they've tried Twilight Racing. They've tried everything. There's nobody there. Nobody there. And it's just, things have moved on. You know, we've got more sports. We've got more things. You can wager at home. I think sports betting is going to become legal. That'll probably take away some of the, you know, horse racing's always been the legal outlet to gamble on things. It's a sport in a tough spot. I mean, I'm offering you some of the problems. I sure as hell don't have all the solutions. It's easy for me to say they need a rebuild. But yes, I'm sad Hazel Park is closing, because again, we just lose something else here. And, you know, it's a little bit of a throwback. Yes, I forgot about that drop. That's usually a Saratoga Triple Crown only drop. Excellent.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.